generosity and kindness. Make sure you are comfortable lying down or sitting in a chair. Place your hands on your stomach with the tips of your middle fingers touching each other. With each breath in, your middle fingers should part slightly. And with each breath out, they should come back together again. Now, completely empty your lungs and notice that your next breath will naturally be deeper. Breathe out slowly, noticing your middle fingers touching again. Continue to breathe slowly and deeply, holding for a couple of seconds and slowly breathing out. Repeat this a couple of times. Now return to your natural breaths. As you breathe in, notice the cool air as it passes through your nostrils. And then as you breathe out, notice the warm air as it passes over your upper lip. Focus in on the cool air on your in-breath and the warm air on your out-breath. Don't rush each breath, just take the time to slowly breathe. Now let's focus on being kind and generous to others. One of the ways to help improve your mood is to do acts of kindness. When you do this, feel-good chemicals are released in your brain, giving you that warm and fuzzy feeling. Not only do you receive the feel-good chemicals, but the recipient of your kindness does too. The Bible talks about being kind and generous, saying that you too will be blessed by blessing others. The blessings aren't always about material possessions. They come in many forms, from comfort to refreshing, from provision of your needs to peace in your heart and mind. It is good to remember that God also blesses you, so you can be a blessing to others. Now think about a time when someone was kind to you. How did this person display kindness? Were they generous by giving of their time? Or perhaps they were generous meeting a financial need? Think about this time you were helped and remember that feeling of being blessed. Now think about a time when you were generous towards someone. How did you help them? Was it with something practical? Or perhaps by offering an encouraging word? Remember the kind things you have done. Let's consider some of the ways you can be kind and generous to others. As each way is mentioned, try to think of someone you may be able to help in that way. By preparing a meal for someone, offering to drive someone who doesn't have a car, helping out around the house, by giving comfort, through helping financially, by praying with someone, visiting a person who is lonely, doing some gardening for the person in need, or befriending the person who is new to town. Generosity in all areas of life is not to be feared but embraced. Being kind and generous is a way to show God's love. Now return your hands to your stomach, allowing the tips of your middle fingers to touch, and notice as you breathe in, your fingertips will part slightly, and as you breathe out, your fingertips will touch again. Check in on your natural breaths, noticing the rise and fall of your stomach. And notice the cool air on the in-breath and the warm air on the out-breath. Now take a slow, deep breath, completely filling your belly. Hold, and then very slowly, completely empty your breath, noticing the deep, natural breath that follows. Completely empty your breath again, and allow another deep, natural breath to follow. Now return to your natural breathing, noticing the rhythm and pace of your breaths. And when you are ready, slowly open your eyes, noticing that you are feeling calm and relaxed.